Hi, this is the last recording of More Civil Society's Bavercox for this year, we think. Otherwise, we'd be talking to you on Christmas Eve, and that really isn't the sort of time you want to listen to anything serious, and I have something serious to say. My Christmas present to you, if you want to call it, my festivities present or my Hanukkah present or whatever it is. Anyhow, the end of year present, which all of these come from various long gone beliefs, is that I think we've got to do something different next year. So I'm trying to talk about doing a paradigm shift, an adventure into social change so that we can fix the next decade. How does that sound for an invitation to doing something bold next year? We need a paradigm shift to fix the mess we're in. Okay, if some of you haven't caught up with it, what's a paradigm? It's a term that we use for collected, accepted beliefs and assumptions that underpin the actions of dominant groups. It was invented by a scientist when he was trying to work out how come various groups had, in a sense, adopted the same sets of beliefs and worked very closely together on things. And it's been picked up as a sort of political, ideological belief for those who dominate policy making and goal setting. And the one I want to get rid of is the neoliberal market forces economic model that's been operating now for four decades. And that's too long. We're hitting another decade. This is another reason for change next year. And it's messing up many of the overseas countries, as you can see from the papers and the news generally these days. Look at Brexit, look at the USA, look at some of the European countries. And it's also making a mess of Australia. We've become customers, cross-customers rather than citizens. We no longer seem to have rights and obligations because the policies are based on the idea that we live in an economy, not a society. An economy isn't anything. It's a set of beliefs. It's a set of various sets of beliefs, and there's one of them that I want to get rid of. I want to get rid of the idea that human beings, Homo economicus, who's the basis of this particular paradigm set of beliefs, is not a nasty, self-interested, sort of economically rational man in Latin. And I'm quite happy to leave the man bit there on this bit, who is a self-interested little, if you'll excuse the expression, dead who does is apparently rational and does everything out of self-interest. So, therefore, he's going to make us all rich. And this is the idea that we're going to get rid of the idea that we live in a society where we're all connected up and we're going to talk about it as though we're all these self-interested individuals, and that's the basis of all of the various mathematical formulae that they keep coming up and so on. And the idea that we do not have to have government and we do not have to have welfare services and we do not have to have community services. We're not linked, you know, we're not interdependent, which is rubbish because we are. And this has been the basis of a lot of the sorts of thinking, and it really started after the Second World War had the welfare state in place, which was another paradigm shift there because they realised that the Second World War had been caused by lots of people being unhappy about the lack of social policies, the lack of any community services, of welfare payments, of decent education and various other things. So from the end of World War II in 45 through to about 1980, we had the welfare state. We had quite a lot of extra taxing and we actually spent money on education and various other sorts of services, and it controlled business and big business didn't like it, so it was working really hard to find an alternative, and we ended up with this neoliberal crap. I'm old and I've sort of seen these happening, so I know it's happened. I've watched it happening and I've watched what it's doing. So we actually are now back to where we were in some ways in the 1930s, where we're actually creating a really discontented lot of voters. And we really just have to start thinking about what it means. After all, they just released another one of those surveys, the Australian Election Studies, which I've been watching for years. It's something that they do each time we have a federal election through the ANU, very respectable, well put together. And what it has shown is that the distrust levels of government are rising. 1969, about half the population had some distrust of government, which is probably healthy. You should always distrust them a little bit. But now it's risen to over 75%, and that really is becoming very dangerous. And it comes out in a lot of the other things that they look at, where there's not rusted on voters for various parties. People are sort of changing their views and their parties, and they're changing their views about what's happening. and what doing, and this whole idea that we've got to have growth and we've got to have GDP and we've got to sort of grow, do the wealth stuff. There's lots and lots of questions about that, but there's not very many about the social side of things. There's no mention at all of unpaid work. There's no mention of all the things that hold us together as a community. So it's not surprising that we've had this shift in policy making that is creating more discontented voters, because we've privatised, we've sold off public stuff, we've made government itself fairly invisible, apart from the fact that it turns up in the media with crappy statements about various things like, you know, climate change just appears to be normal, whatever it happens to be, and you sit here and look out and at the wind and the smoke and the various other things, and they just say, oh, well, this sort of thing keeps happening all the time, we don't have to look at the various sorts of issues. So there is a legitimate distrust of government. And I think we've got to really start going back and start thinking about the basic underpinnings of the theory, not just protest, how it shows up. Because if we just do the protesting of how it shows up, and there's a lot of it at the moment, there's a lot of protest groups, there's a lot of well-organised protests, and the indicating what people are very unhappy about, you know, like the welfare system and so on. But we don't actually have anybody putting up alternatives, despite the fact that in 2008 we had the global financial crisis, which proved that the neoliberal didn't work, the model didn't work, and the governments were had to bail out the private sector and cut back a lot of services and imposed austerity on a lot of Europe, and that caused a lot of the discontent that's happening there too. And ever since this period, everybody's been sitting around whinging about what they don't like. But for some reason or other, the various parties, the sort of so-called social democrat parties, seem to have sort of disappeared from view. They are actually not raising votes in Europe, and they're not raising votes here. The Labour Party has slipped back. It didn't do so badly as it seemed to do when you start looking at the poll, but it didn't do terribly well, and there's not nearly as many rusted-on people. So what are we going to do? So this is why I'm suggesting we need to set up a network of paradigm shifters, of people who want to get us back to being a society and not an economy, who actually want to remind the government that we actually can, we're one of the richest countries in the world according to some of these things, and we can afford to pay decent rates for people in poverty. We could even present people with a universal social dividend which covers all our unpaid work, and maybe more of us would do some unpaid work, and that means we wouldn't have to keep finding jobs. Maybe we just need to do some serious rethinking about what sort of society won't cause more economic damage to the environment and various other things. We can't keep buying stuff and dumping it in back lanes and getting rid of stuff because we've got too much of it. We have to seriously think about how we create societies that are sustaining amongst themselves, where we help people and we have obligations to people as well as having rights. We need to start talking about workplaces where we actually do the work that is needed, but not sort of in a lot of jobs, which are really not very necessary. And some people say, well, we ought to have guaranteed jobs, but then that's another issue. Anyhow, so this is the call to arms, and we're not going to use real arms so you can shoot people, but I just think it's arms to be linked so that we can actually come up next year with the new paradigm, which creates a more civil society for Australia. So here's some Christmas thinking or some celebratory thinking. So enjoy the holidays and get ready for some hard thinking next year.